And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Fortunately, it didn't happen to the original because, as the Bible tells us, none of us will be around to tell the tale. A giant replica of Noah's Ark has been impounded and is racking up fines of £500 a day on Ipswich's waterfront after the UK authorities said it did not have the correct paperwork. The 230-foot-long floating museum, full of sculptures of biblical characters, arrived in November 2019 after being towed across the North Sea from the Netherlands. The attraction, which has welcomed more than 15,000 visitors, had been due to leave in March 2020, but has been stuck for 18 months after the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, the MCA, said it was not seaworthy. Now the Department of Transport is in discussions with the MCA and the Dutch Ministry of Infrastructure and Water Management and its Human Environment and Transport Inspectorate to find a way for the ship to be released. A DfT spokesman said they were aware of the situation and in discussion with relevant agencies in the Netherlands and UK. Safety remains a top priority, the spokesperson said. The owner of the replica Ark, Dutch TV and theatre producer Art Peters, is desperate for it to be allowed home. The Ark needs to move. This Old Testament ship with the Tree of Life and he who brought forgiveness on board needs to be in motion again, he wrote on Facebook. Documents obtained through a Freedom of Information request by the Ipswich Star revealed the MCA has ruled it cannot release the Ark until it has a loadline certificate and papers to show it meets anti-fouling laws. The certificate is issued by the country where a vessel is registered and states how low it can safely sink in the water when fully loaded under different conditions. Mr. Peters tried to get the vessel towed in March by asking authorities to issue a certificate for a one-off voyage. The MCA, however, told his agents that it was not possible to exempt the Ark from international rules as it was not registered in the UK. As of January 2021, the detention of the vessel had cost its owners £12,132, and it has been incurring £500 daily fines since April the 1st. Mr. Peters' agents had argued that the vessel was designated by the Dutch maritime authorities as a non-certified floating object, which means it did not have to comply with international regulations. But the Coast Guard also wants to see evidence that the Ark complies with international rules banning hulls from being treated with anti-fouling paint, which contains chemicals harmful to wildlife. Emails from Coast Guard bosses seen by the Ipswich Star raise serious concerns about the condition of the vessel, including the fact it is 61 years old. We do have concerns about this vessel, and we cannot rely on the grace of God that it can be safely towed to Holland, the emails read. It is understood the Dutch government is lobbying the UK Foreign Office and the Department of Transport on the issue. A spokesperson for the MCA said, "The vessel, Noah's Ark, will remain detained until all the deficiencies have been put right and an MCA surveyor is invited to check that they've been corrected." Mr. Peters, who is now back in the Netherlands, has described his Ark as a message of hope and an educational and cultural celebration of many of the Bible's legendary stories. His spokesperson said, "The requirement to obtain full registration and the required certificates was and may not be achievable within the required timescales and would incur unreasonable costs and time delays to the vessel. Towage plans have now been made for the Ark to return to the Netherlands and the vessel is still awaiting towage approval to depart from the UK. Owners have been continuously seeking a means of release and permittance to be towed on a single voyage from the UK to the Netherlands with an agreed towage plan. Just as well, nobody ever asked Noah for an agreed towage plan, or for that matter, a loadline certificate, after the man himself loaded a male and female of every animal onto his ark on being warned of the devastating flood to come." A Welsh bishop with the hashtag GTTO, Get the Tories Out, in her Twitter profile has apologised for tweeting, "Never, never, never trust a Tory." Dr. Joanna Pemberthy became the first woman bishop in the church in Wales when she was consecrated Bishop of St. David's in 2016. Reaction to her tweet, which she posted on the 25th of March, escalated last Wednesday after it was retweeted by Calvin Robinson, a conservative political advisor and an Anglican. Dr. Pemberthy issued an apology that day, describing it as a private tweet about Conservative Party supporters, which has caused offence and for which I sincerely apologise. She explained, the tweet was in response to another tweet which I claimed that the Conservative Party was planning to abolish the Senedd. I acknowledge that while there may be those within the Conservative Party who oppose Welsh devolution, it is not the policy of the Conservative Party to abolish the Senedd, and I would have checked all the facts before tweeting. I of course trust and have trusted many Conservatives and know there are many honourable people in that party. I further apologise for other tweets I have posted which have caused upset and offence. While I hold strong political views, I have expressed them on Twitter in a way which was both irresponsible and disrespectful, and I deeply regret this. I have now closed my account down. Screenshots taken before she closed down her Twitter account showed regular posts critical of the Conservatives and those who voted for them. In May last year, in response to polling showing voting intention, she wrote, a very sad indictment of British electorate that so many still want to vote Tory. Absolutely appalling. I am ashamed of each and every one of them. The previous year she wrote, how can anyone with any moral fibre stand as a Tory candidate? While serving as a parish priest in the Diocese of Bath and Wells in 2015, she stood for election as a Labour councillor for South Somerset District Council. Last Thursday, the Church in Wales issued a statement saying that it expects all its clergy to engage robustly in public life. However, they need to do so in a way which is respectful, responsible and fair, acknowledging the breadth and diversity of political opinion within the Church. We do not support intemperate claims or poorly informed commentary, and we urge all clergy to recognise that, as public office holders, there should be no expectation that personal views will be regarded as private. The Bishop of St. David's strong political views are well known. We recognise that she has apologised for causing offence and are pleased she has acknowledged the hurt and damage she has caused and deactivated her personal Twitter account. The MP for St. David's and a large part of Bishop Pemberthy's diocese is the Conservative Stephen Crabb, a former Secretary of State of Wales. In the 2019 general election, his majority increased to 5,062. He is an evangelical Christian who voted against same-sex marriage in 2013, chairs the Conservative Friends of Israel, and is currently chair of the Welsh Affairs Select Committee. The Church of England has decided not to pursue a complaint of sexual misconduct against the Dean of Christchurch, the ancient Oxford College, and Cathedral, waging a campaign against its own head. The President of Church Tribunals has ruled that referring the Very Reverend Professor Martin Percy to a tribunal would not be proportionate. Dame Sarah Aspling's ruling is the latest twist in a saga that began with Percy being suspended in 2018 over his alleged misconduct in a dispute over pay. He was exonerated by an independent college tribunal the following summer, but Christchurch's governing body kept trying to oust him, and Percy refused to go. A complaint about his handling of historic safeguarding issues was dismissed by the church a year ago. The new allegation concerned an incident in the sacristy of the cathedral in October last year after a service. An adult female member of the cathedral alleged that Percy had touched her hair for about 10 seconds in the room and made an inappropriate comment to her. Percy denied the allegations, but Canon Graham Ward, the cathedral safeguarding officer, brought a complaint under the church's disciplinary procedures for clergy. Now Aspling has ruled in Percy's favour. In a written decision, she said that while she was not trivialising the allegation, it would be disproportionate for it to lead to a tribunal. Aspling wrote, the incident itself was extremely short, the alleged hair stroking even shorter, and the language and the conduct as a whole was not overtly sexual. She noted that the woman accepted she was not upset in any way, that the incident took place in a room that could be accessed by others, and that the woman would have accepted an apology if the dean had agreed with her account. It seems to me entirely disproportionate that this matter should be referred to a top tribunal, Aspling wrote. The decision is unlikely to be the end of the matter. The college believes that Percy, 58, who is on sick leave for stress, remains a safeguarding risk and is limbering up for a second tribunal at which the sacristy incident will be investigated. If it finds against the dean, he could be sacked under college statutes for immoral, scandalous or disgraceful conduct. And finally, Pastor Jamie was officiating at a traffic warden's funeral. The coffin was being lowered into the ground, but a voice from inside screamed, "I'm not dead, I'm not dead. Let me out." Pastor Jamie smiled, leaned forward and said, "Sorry, mate, it's too late. I've already done the paperwork."
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.